We are on Daf Kuf Chof Aleph Amet Beis. Shachat Bo Echot. This is more or less in the middle of the Amet by the small base of the Ein Mishpat. Shachat Bo Echot Eirei Vechot. We're speaking about that a Yisrael Shechted a Behemah Tmeyeh. And we learned the different halachas. That's metame tumas oichlem, when it's mefarches. The idach gise, it is a din of eva perish menike perish minachai, this is an eva minachai, like Rabbi Yochanan and not like Chesky. Shochat bo echot, but with the only time that it has, it's mekabel tumas oichlem, that dafke if he was shochet bo shnayim, or roiv shnayim, he shechted the roiv of the two simonim, so he made a maise shchite, so there the halacha is that it's mekabel tumas oichlem. Shochet bo echot, or roiv echot, what is if he only shechted one simon? Eina metame tumas oichlem. So then it's not metame tumas oichlem. We need a maise shchite in order to make it for an oichel. And a maise shchite is at least roiv of shnei simonim. Nochra ein ba tuma shel klo. What if he made nechire? So he bechlal didn't make a maise shchite. Ein bo tume shel klum. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi shochat bo echot einu metame tume soichlem. Le ashkechen heta achile bitach bosei. When you shecht one simin, there's no heta achile, loyle Yisrael, v'loy livnei noyach. V'chein b'nocho v'oidem v'facheses. So since one simon does not create a heter achila, nechira v'adigibis doesn't create a heter achila, so therefore it's eino metame tumas oichla. What does Taisva say? Nocho ein bo tumas shel klum. Hainu nami eine metame tumas oichlum diktoni gabi shochat bo simenecho. This is the same aloha. We said if he shechted one simen, zametame tumas oichlum. So if he made nechire, it's also zametame tumas oichlum. So why, what is the reason of the shini aloha? So Taisva says, "Haino nami ein metame tumas oichlan piktoni gabi shochet bosim enecho." That this is the same halacha what we just said before. So Taisva is bothered. So why is there a shini yaloshin? By shochet bosim enecho, it says, "Haino metame tumas oichlan." Nochra, if he made nechire, ein bo tumas shel klum, which also means the same thing. Yeah, elamishum layosa bo derech shchita nokat haylishne. This is not even a derech shchita. It's nachire kloima nocha hasam poshet eibot tumeklal. That's poshet. Given the yavat klal derech shchita, he didn't even make a derech shchita. He just made nachire. But shochat bo simenechot, he made derech shchita, made a maise shchita, but since he wasn't goymer the shchita, so it's also not mekabel to mesayich. Steht weiter. Va'ovid kechavim sheshochat behema tahira liYisrael. Now we're speaking about a second case. A goy shechted a behema tahira liYisrael. Umefarcheses, and it's mefarches. Metame tumas oichlem, so it's metame tumas oichlem, avoloi tumas neveilem. So a goy made a maise shchite, And the behemah teire, so it's also the same thing. It's metame tumes oichlen, b'shas pilchus, avaloi tumes nevela. Now let us see what Rashi says. Metame tumas oichlen, hoyul v'yesh heter achile b'dugmosa, that means a similar pu'ula in this behemah, could have brought about a heter achila, im shachta Yisrael, hashtanami mahanilo hach machsheves oivet kechovim letzoirech Yisrael l'shavya oichu. So, since a maise shchite, we're talking about a behemah tahira, so since a maise shchite in a behemah tahira would be materet lachile, so memele, so a maise shchite of a goy in a behema teure helps al kaponim l'shav yoich. But now we have to understand, there's a few words in Rashi which are very difficult. Let's again see the lashon Rashi. V'yesh heta achila b'dugmasa im shachta Yisrael hashtanami mahanilo hach machsheves oivet kechovim letzoirech Yisrael. Now what does that mean, letzoirech Yisrael? You need letzoirech Yisrael? It's going to be also for Yid. It's not zavuach, it's a nevele. It's not, what the letzoirech Yisrael? The Letzayrich Yisrael is very difficult. And if he shechts it for himself, before we had when a Yid shechted atmeye for Achilas Hakum. So that made it for an Eichel. A Goy will eat it. Even though he's not allowed to eat it now. It's even Minachai. But Al Kaponim, a Maise Shechite, Letzayrich Achilas Hakum, gives it a Teiras Eichel. Fine. Now here we're speaking about a maise shchita of a goy. Fine. So we would say a maise shchita for a goy in the tzeirech achilas akum is also good. I mean, what is that Indian? What's the achilas Yisrael you need? Achilas akum is no good to give it a shame oichel. I mean, a goy is not allowed to eat it, and he is not allowed to eat it. A yid is, there's another reason why he's not allowed to eat it. It's a treife, it's ein zavuach. I mean, you're not allowed to, it's a treife. A shchita sako makes treif, so. You need davka letzoirech Yisrael. So, when I first learned the Rashi, I thought, maybe Rashi means afilu letzoirech Yisrael. That means, that letzoirech hakum is ichah good. He's shechting it for a goy. That's ichah good. It's not worse than a yid shechs tabayim etmeye for a goy. We'll see soon that's not pshat in Rashi. Before we go back to Rashi, let us see Tosfos. I mean, the Emerson, the Rashi, the Gemara says this. That's why we have to understand. There's a problem over here. The Gemara says, Va'ovid kechovim sheshachat behema tahoira li Yisrael. The Gemara says it's li Yisrael. Ashi just says, shechted l'tzeirech Yisrael. I mean, the li Yisrael is a sort of over here. So let's see Taisvitz. Va'ovid kechovim sheshachat behema tahoira li Yisrael. Revusa nokat, da'afilu li Yisrael, de beshrite tal yemilse, Eivar apoyrish mimenu kepoyrish minachai. So, Tosfos says, Bemison, we're going to have a multitude of halachas here. The first halacha over here was, Eikrom sheshochet beim eteir li Yisrael, metame tumas oichlam. So Tosfos says, that you don't need li Yisrael. It's a chilad, he shechted for a yid, he shechted for a goy. In order to have a shame oichl, It's irrelevant to Ishechted it. So why does he say Li Yisrael? Because it's going on later. It's going on later. Later it says that has a din of Eva Minachai. Bosom in a chai, that it's also. So I would think, we find like this, we find when a yid shechts a behemah tahira, so since there's a concept of zviche by a yid, so it's ois eva min achai. The concept of zviche by yid makes an ois eva min achai. The Gemara says, is it muta tagoi? Yeah. Why is it muta tagoi? Mi ike midi del Yisrael shari la akumosa. But you need a here, you need a mi ike midi. Why do you need a mi ike midi? Because there's no concept of zviche by a goi. The concept of zviche makes it ois eva min achai, and that's dafke by a yid. By a goi it should be yosef, because there's no concept of zviche. We have to go with a lomdus of mi ike midi. So Mamela, so Tosfos is saying, that what the Gemara said, L'tzorich Yisrael, is not going on this aloch of Tumas Eichle. It's going on the next aloch. The next aloch will be that it's also Al Tzayim Min Achai. So I would think if he shechted it for a yid, there was a zviche for a yid, so Al Koponim, it shouldn't be Tzayim Min Achai for a yid. Because the zviche of a goy, Al Koponim, should help for a yid. That it should make it ois eva min achai. Because there is a concept of zviche by a yid, which makes ois eva min achai. So I would think, al kaponim by the yid, it shouldn't be eva min achai, because there was a zviche letzayrech Yisrael. So that's the kamash malon that, no, but since it's apostle a zviche, so memele, it won't help. That was what Tosfos had bothered. And that's Tosfos Malchus. It's not going on Tumas Oichlim. It's going on the later Alocha of Eva Minachai. But Rashi says, Klo, not like that. Rashi says, Ahani lohach machsheves oivet kechovim litzoyrech Yisrael l'shavye oichel. Zuck the Maram, weiss Tosef, it would not be litzoyrech Yisrael. Would be letzayrech akum, it wouldn't be an oichel. So shema shamayim. I mean, it's very schwer. Well, to make it an oichel, you need tzayrech Yisrael. And why tzayrech akum? Why by ishechter at tmei letzayrech akum has a shema oichel? And ishechter at teure here, it doesn't help. It has to be letzayrech Yisrael. So I thought, it could be pshat in the Maram. I mean, the Maram says klo that letzayrech akum won't help. It could be that we have here a lomdus, if we understand the oimek hadvorim or not, but al kaponim, we have here a seder. Let's say the first halacha. The first halacha, ayid shechted, Yid shechted a behemah tmeya. So there's a multitude of cheshbonos why it becomes an oichel. In one of the cheshbonos is, Rashi says in the Mishneh, va'ashkechon legabe Yisroel v'shchite sharye legabe toira. That means one of the cheshbonos that it gets makabel tumas oichlam because shchita is a matter. Shchita sharye legabei b'tohire. That's Rashi. Rashi before also said as follows. Rashi said, shochet ba'echot, Rashi we just learned, eini metame tumas oichlam. There's no heter achile by one simon. This Rashi, what we're learning now, al koponim, one of the factors which create that it should be mekabel tumas oichlam, because a maise shchita was done, that is a matter. God, in this case, it's not matter. because a goy did it, or it's a behemet may, but a maise shchita was done, that is a matter, that makes it that it's mekabel to mesoich. Rashi mentioned it a few times, that it's one simen is not a matter. You need the matter of shchita. So it could be Rashi held, if a goy will shecht a behemet toira for himself, by a goy, there's no concept of a matter of shchita. Shchita is not a matter. For him, shchita is not a matter. So, memela, if a goy shechted for himself, there was no maisa matter. Besides the problem that he's a goy, that's irrelevant. But you need a maisa matter. Shchita by a goy is never a maisa matter. There's no matter of shchita. So, memela, Rashi held, he has to shecht it for the yid. Not to make it an oichel, because that he wants the yid to eat it. If he doesn't shecht it for a yid, so the shchit is not a maisa matter. So then if it's mefarchis, it won't be mekabel tumah. You need a maisa matter to make it for an oichel. And I'd like to mention, Rabbi Yankiv says, there's a moiridike toisus. When we learned the toisus, we didn't appreciate what everyone is saying on the Taisvis. There's a Taisvis that beis omet beis, that clears a shaila, if kochim are geshachten, Taisvis says a sofik, if you shecht kochim, that beis omet beis, if you shecht kochim, and if it's mefarches, if it's mekabel to mesoichlam. Is a mekabel to mesoichel? Yeshecht kochim, kochim on mutter after shchita. You don't even have to make zrika. It's not mutter. Toises has a sofik if you shecht kochim, and it's mefaches if it's mekabel to me. So Toises in the second teret says, well, it's mekabel to me by pirches, and Toises brings down a hoyer varoite. Yeshecht a behemet mei mefaches is mekabel to me. A goy shecht is mekabel to me, even though there's no heter achila, it's mekabel to me. And Toises in the first teret wants to say that it's not mekabel to me. Yeshecht kotshim, since it's not mutter b'achila, so it's not mekabel tumme. So everyone asks Rabbi Kiveger, they all ask on Taisvis, Shemeshamayim. What, if you shecht kochim? So you do it before the zrika, so it's not mutter. So this is worse than when a goy shechts. This is worse when a yid shechts a behemet meyer. This is worse. Shemeshamayim. So Rabbi Yankiv said, I'm more than kibbot on that Taisvis. So Rabbi Yankiv said, Taisvis was mesupik. If the shchita of kochim is the same shchita of chulin, I mean shchita is a matter. No, there's tznoim by kochim. It's not mutter b'achila till you make zrika because it's kochim. But shchita is a matter. Or maybe no, the shchita of kochim is not the same shchita that is by chulin. Shchita of kochim is an avoide. There's avoiders, just like the zrike, there's kabbola, there's heiloche, there's shchita. But this is not the matter of shchita. So he said, so Taisvis held, when you shecht a korban, that's called nechire. That's not called shchita. By kochim, there's no matter of shchita. If there's no matter of shchita, it sicher won't be mekabel tumme. Our whole perek of oil v'aroitim that it says if you shecht a behemet meyer, or if you, for a goy shecht a behemet teure, is because I'm doing a maisa matter. That makes it for an oichel. That makes it for an oichel, even though it doesn't become mutter. It's a behemet meyer, it's a goy, it's a lavazvira. But al kaponim, a maisa matter was done, and that makes it for an oichel. But he wants to say, shchita by kochim is not a matter. Shchita is avoided, there's four avoiders. After the four avoiders, it's mutter. But it's not the maisa matter of shchita. So it's nechire. Nechire b'shas pilchus is not, nechire b'shas pilchus, nechire will not be mekabel tumah b'shas pilchus. So Mamela Dachsma, this is pshat and Rashi. Rashi says, if you don't shecht for a yid, v'goy shechts for a goy, he made a maisa matter, by a goy shechita is worthless, it's nothing. By him shechita nechir is the same thing. So in order for it to be, have a shame matter, that means I'm doing this for a yid. By yid is a maisa matter of shechita. That can make it for a noichel. This is pshat in Rashi. Let us go a little further. Eiver apoirish mimeno, ke apoirish minachai, na mekabel tume, posa apoirish, it is mekabel tume. Eiver minachai is mekabel tume, tumis nebele, posa apoirish mimeno, ke apoirish minachai, and na mekabel tume. Bo osa livnei noyach, because it's not matter this eva minachai, since it's a posala shchita. It only accomplishes his Hashem oichel a kabel tumas oichel. Shochet bo echad oirei veechad, einu metama tumas oichlem. If the goy will shecht one simin, so it's not metama tumas oichlem. Nocha, ein bo tumas shal klu. So this is the halachas we learned. By Pilchis, by if a Yid shechted at Tmeye, if a Goy shechted at Tahira. Further, anudin, shochat oivet kechovim, b'mokim she'ein oisa treife. The Goy shechted, let's say he shechted the Kone, and the Kone only becomes treife for roiv of the Kone is cut. A chatzi Kone is garnished. Shochet oivet kechovim b'mokim shein oisa oisa treife. Ubo Yisrael v'gomro. And now a yid made, he was shochet roiv of the kone and the beishit. Kshere. So that means, we had before this, and then a chatzi kone pogum. If the kone was pogum, cut. So it's garnished. The ikir is, I can still make a maisa shchita on the kone and on the beishit. So here, if a goy made a maisa shchita on the kone and did not become a treif, that means it's a chatzi kone pogum. So the yid will make roiv of the kone and ukata beishit, so that he made a kosher maisa shchita. Pshei shochat Yisrael bein b'mokim she'oisa oisa treife, or bein b'mokim she'ein oisa oisa treife. So there the shchit is psula because the shchit of a guy makes it for a treife. Zot Rashi. V'mokim shein ois ois a treife kegoyin chatzi kone. That's what the guy did. Shochat Yisrael v'gomar oivet kechom. Hoyl v'gomrei b'yadayvet kechovim treife. Yeah. Zog the Gemara weiter. Haroitze sheyoichal mibehema koidem sheteitze nafsha. A person wants to have meat from a behema, but real fresh meat, that the meat is coming from the behema koidem sheteitze nafsha. Koidem sheteitze nafsha. So what does he do? We'll see this is a very, very healthy meat. So how do you do this? So he wants the freshest meat as possible. So he shechts it. And choyter kezayis boso mi beish shchitose. And then he takes, from the beisa shchita, he cuts out a kezayis boso. Now this is the most convenient way to get a fresh piece of meat. Because if you're going to cut someplace else, you have to make hefshet, and it's going to take time, so you won't get fresh. Here, as soon as I shechted it, so I have an opening in the base of shchita, I cut out a kezayis bosa, the behem is mefarches, but it's geshochten. It's geshochten, so this meat is leila leila, this meat is very fresh meat, it's a very healthy meat. Umolcha yafe yafe, you have to make sure to salt it very well. Umeidicha yafe yafe, and you have to make sure to make hadocha very well. Umamtin lo achetetze nafsha, and then you wait, don't eat it yet, wait till the behemoth will die. Vaichloi. And then you can eat it. Let us see what Rashi says. Zitrashi. Yafe yafe, yaisa mi besar acher. You have to salt it more than any other piece of meat. Why? Mibnei shlai hispik domei lotzeis. Because you did something by cutting away this piece of meat. So by this piece of meat, as soon as you shech the behemoth, the dam is starting to gush out. And it goes through the meat. It goes through the meat. It's starting to gush out. Now, if this meat would have been left in the behemoth, when you cut it off, nivla b'seicha, so the dam that's gushing out became nivla and this kezayit, lafi sheksha behemoth meitziya neshomet, when a behemoth dies, he misaneches, it groans, and the groan accomplishes something. Umaitzi doma yofe. Each groan accomplishes that the dam will come out, brings out an abundance of dam. What did you do? You took a piece of meat, so I don't have, which already was boileya rad of dam, because of the Maisa Shrita, Nivla B'Soicha, the Zaladam does Nivla, there's no groaning from the animal over here that will push it out. So Mamela, so if you want to eat this piece of meat, you have to salt it very, very well. That's why it says, Yofe, Yofe. That's what Rashi said. Tam Yankim and Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph brings down this Rashi, and Rabbi Yankiv asks, what did Rashi see from Yofe Yofe? Because Rashi says, Yofe Yofe. So he asks Akashe, the Gemara says in Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, Omar Shmuel, Ein Bosa Yoytze Midei Domei Elim Kein Melcha Yofe Yofe Medicha Yofe Yofe. And Shmuel's talking about when you salt meat. He says, Yofe Yofe, you have to salt it well. Here, Rashi says, a shtick teiro. Why, yofi, yofi? There's a lot of dam. You need yofi, yofi. Mordike kashe. Zot Rabbi Yankiv, Rashi l'shitose. The machloikis, Rashi and Taisves, if you need meliche before tzli. Taisves holds, if you make tzli, you don't need meliche at all. Rashi holds, you need meliche, but not a real melicha, you don't need it, because the dam will be moitzi, the eish will be moitzi, the dam. But you need a small melicha you need to, for whatever reason, you need a small melicha. So, here we have a person that wants to eat this meat as fresh as possible. The only way he needed this fresh is by he's not going to start cooking it in a pot. He's going to roast it. And that's the quickest way you can get the food edible. So he's making here a melicha for tzli. Lashi l'shitose. So Rashi rakash, melicha l'tzli, you don't need yofi yofi. So Rashi says, but here you need yofi yofi filo for tzli. Why need yofi yofi for tzli? Because this was by lay a lot of dam. So, Mamela, here you need Yofa Yofa Filipotsi. That's he says, this is Pshat and this Rash. Umamtin lo achetetze nafsh, but he has to wait. He has to wait till the behemoth is going to die, then he starts eating the meat. Kedesanya Baba Mises, Minayin lo ichul mi behemo, koidem shetetze nafsh shuba lo isase, shenema lo isoichlu al adam, was macht der Rabbonne Baume? Das macht der Baume, aber auch Kaponne. Ich meine, mit der Rabbonne, you're not allowed to eat a piece of meat before the behemoth is dead. So in the meantime, you just salt it and you start roasting it and you watch the behemoth As soon as the behemoth collapses, oh, then a good appetite. It says further in the Baraisa, Echad oive kechovim, Echad Yisrael mutorim boy. A goy is also allowed to eat it because it was geschochten. Here we're speaking about a yid made a proper shrita, so this is matter say for a yid and say for a goy. Mesayilei leRavidi Barovin, the Omar Ravidi Barovin, Omar Ravitzot Barashion, Koroitze sheYavri Choytech Kizayis Bosom Ibei Shrita, Umelcha Yofe Yofe, Umedicha Yofe Yofe, Umamtin Lo Achetetze Nafsha Echad Ovid Kichobin, Vechid Yisrael Mutorim Bo. Zogt Rashi, Echad Ovid Kichobin, Vechid Yisrael Mutorim Bo. The Hoyel Umutter Li Yisrael. Since it's Mutter for a Yid, because Shchit is Mutter for Yid, Huter Av Lo Ovid Kichobin. That means Rashi and Akashach, make it tasty. It should be mutter for a goy. There's no union of shchita by a goy. So memelas of mikemidi, the lekemidi, l'Yisrael shori yevet kechovim also. That's why it is mutter for a goy. No, we're talking about that. That's the rabbanon the kedinish. So wait, if it's but actually takes it, but he takes it now. This is even minachai. It's that what even minachai. It's irrelevant if it dies. We had before. But if you take an Eva Minachai, Boston Minachai, so it's also Loyla. The dying later will not help the situation. It's also Loyla, Eva Minachai. It'll never be Mutter. Eva Minachai is always also. What? No. The Eva Minachai is also Loyla. If you took it when it was Achai, it's also, that's what he had before. But here we say that it's Mutter. You have to wait till it dies, But it's mutter, so the shaila is, why isn't the name in a chai for a goy? By a goy, there's no concept of zviche. So Rashi says, about this alumnus, mikemidi, the lakemidi, so show you the kichav mosa. Aval hanach delel, all the cases that we learned till now, shchitas tmeya, that a yi chechter a beima tmeya, vechen shchitas oivet kichavim betoire, Aimbo hetel Yisrael, not muta tayi, it's also tayib also. Leib kechovin ailem ishtaya de chayu, so then it'll be also al tayib minachai. So then it'll be also al tayib minachai. Mesaile le raviti, odikton isha favit kechovin muta boy. Sheyavri, bosso ze tayib le refuah. This bosso is healthy. Yet. Boy Rabbeloso, Shobo, Dorasbo, Mal. Rabbeloso, Klerda Shaila. We're learning that if you make a Maise Shchite, in a Behemet Meye, a Goy makes a Maise Shchite in a Behemet Teure, the din is, it's Mekabo to Meseichle. What is the din of Dachsma Be'elam de Sheshayla? What if you made a Maise Shchita, but it's a Posel a Maise Shchita? You make Shehiyah, you were Doiris, it's a Posel a Maise Shchita. Clouting of now, between you and me, when you Shechta Behemet Meir, or when a Goy Shechta Behemet Meir, it's also not a Kosher a Maise Shchita. It's a Maise Shchita. And a Maise Shchita accomplishes that it's Mekabel to Mesoich. Klauti Gemara Shaila, if a person made Shehiyah by Shchita, is it Pshat? It's a Maise Shchita. I made a Maise Shchita. No, the heter of Shchita will not apply it. Because that's a din. So when a Goy Shechza Bei Meteor, there's also no heter Maise Shchita. In order to be Mekabel Tumas Oichlin, it's enough you made a Maise Shchita. So my male, if you'll make Shia or you'll be Doiris, the loss of Mekabel to Mesoich. Or maybe no. If you make Shehi, it's not a Maise Shchita. It's like Shochat Boistim in Echor. That's the Shaila of the Gemara. A very long the Shaila. What is Pshat in the Psulim of Shia? in the psulim and shrit, is it a meise shrite, what's felt a hetter shrite, so he'll be mekabel to mesoichlim, or maybe it's bachlan not a meise shrite, it's like shochet boishe menach, semenachel. Boy, Rabbi Lazar Shoah, bo, doras, bo, mal, o, male, yusove, hochi, yama, Rabbi Yochanan, zricho, hechsher, shchite, gebehema, tohoiro. You have to make a real hechsher, shchite. Hechsher, lemai, omar, Rav Shmur, ba, yitzot, bedika, saken. You know what you have to do also? You have to make a bedika, saken. That means, kozman, you did not make a proper shchite. It's not called a ma'isa shrite. So won't be mekabel to mezoichlo. Now, filo b'dikis sakin, feltoch en ma'isa shrite. So, Rashi, boi Rabbi Lezer, mas nisen, di Yisrael betmei, boi betkechovim betoiro. The time with the meshvina lauchlo, mishum shrite him. The whole reason, it's an oichlo, shum shrite him, donochro, ein batum. Nechire, it won't be to me. Snira maise shchite, shoa boi doras mau, mi havek nechire, veloi metamom. And he says, that's right, Tak, it's like nechire, kebei matoire, ki ilo metaro lachilo. You have to take a maise shchite, that the ki ilo et matered lachilo. Lamai hilchas a kodai kulai, hechsher shchite betoiro. The mother says, the nafkamina is, if you have to be boidik to sakin, and if you're not boidik to sakin, it won't be mekabel to mesoich. Boi mine rab zeire me rab sheishes. Mau shetatzo al habluyim shebesoich. Now, the aloch is as follows. The aloch is, if you have a behema chaya, and a behema chaya swallowed a keli, swallowed a ring, swallowed a tabas, and then it went to oil ames. So the din is, a tara blua is not mekabel tumen. That means it went into oil ames, it went out of the oil ames, you shechted the behema, you take out the ring is toil. Atara blua, if it's blua in a balchai, so the aloha is that it's matzo. It's matzo. Now, before we learn the Gemara, I'd like to be magdim echakire the gdolei achreinim. That will understand a Gemara very well. The aloha is, we have here a loche that we have a behemoth that's mefarches. In reality, a mefarches is a chai lechol dobo. A chafarches is a chai, it's even min a chai. Mefarches is a chai. But if a meise shchite was made, a kosher a meise shchite, a Yisrael betmeye, a nakum betahoyro, it's mekabel to mezoichle. Now what are we saying over here? We say, even though all the time a dover chai is not mekabel to me, but over here, somehow this maise shchita makes that it's mekabel to mezoichle. Now, the gedolei achronim, the Brisker Rav and the Stipler, klar ashayle, why is a dover chai not mekabel to me? So you can say two mahalach. One mahalach you can say, and as we'll learn further in Oyel Baraita, we'll see Rayas from Taisvis. One mahalach is, a dover chai cannot be mekabotum. Something that's alive cannot be mekabotum. And therefore, it's a moiridike chidish over here that we're learning. It's mefarches, it's chai, and it is mekabel tumah. We have to understand this. About there is one problem, adav achai is not mekabel tumah. There is a second mahalach how to learn. The second mahalach is, But in order to be mekabel tume, it has to have a shem oichel. A dovah chai is not called an oichel. Felt in shem oichel. So you need the maaseh shchita to make it for an oichel. So we can learn, we can learn our sugya to mahalchem. Either the problem is a dovah chai cannot be mekabel tume. And the stipler brings a raya to this tzad, there's rayas to both tzadim. The stipler brings a raya to this tzad, there's a raya, I have a sus. Will a sus be mekabel to mismelkit? Sitting on a zov, it's aimer to sit on, I'm sitting on a sus, will be mekabel to mismelkit. So it's mavuat not mekabel to mismelkit. Why isn't it mekabel to mismelkit? It's not a neichel. No. I do mismelk if you don't need a noich. So, l'chayre, you see, from this mahalach, from this din, that, adabachai is in mekabel tume, finished. Adabachai is in mekabel tume. It's irrelevant what the sieve of the tume is, to mismelk it, to mesoichim. Adabachai is not mekabel tume. That's one mahalach. Or you can learn another mahalach. You can learn, like, okay, the problem isn't adabachai. The problem is, every Dovachai, Grah doesn't have a shame oichel. That's the problem. Doesn't have a shame oichel because it's chai. But the problem is it doesn't have a shame oichel. And the sugya accomplishes with a shchita of a tmeya or a shchita zakam of a tohere. Gives it a shame oichel. Finished. That's the problem. Now, with this akdome, I think our gemore is moichel. This chakire, which the Gedoyli Achoinim ask, is the shakla v'tarya nagama. We have a din that if a keli is balua in a behime, and the behime went into oil ames, that's called taga blua. And the keli is not mekabel tume. That's taloch. So now, was boy minei rabzeire merav sheishes, Mao shetatsun al abuluyin shebesoichu. A behemo that's mefarches. They made a maise shchite. Either a gori betahira and a Yisrael betmeya. And it went into an oil hameis. Will it be matzel on the keli shebesoichu? Yes or no? That's a shayl. On alei, so he told them, Metame tumas oichlem umatzeles? I don't understand you. It's metame tumas oichlem, and it's matzel? What's the kasha? So if we learn that a dovo chai cannot be mekabel tume, this isn't a dovo chai. If it's metame tumas oichlem, al kochoch it's not a chai. So how can it be matzel? So it's not matzel. It's not a chai, it's mekabel tumas soichel. Zot Rashi, let's see what Rashi says. Mao shetatzel ala bluim shebesoichel. Yisroel betmeye, vivit kachom betoir, mafacheses. Ubo la keilim bechayel. Varei hi boil ameis. Mao shetatzel alei, kedamorem bebehima mekashe. This is an open the Gemara. Bolo tabas tohiro, a behemoth was belea tabas tohiro, v'nichnas loyla meis, loy nitmo, so the tabas doesn't become tummy. Hochimai, kiven de einoi mitame tumis nevelis, since it's not a nevela, chayehi, so it's alive. So it's alive, it's not mitame tumis nevelis, it's alive. Eidilme, Kiven de metame tumes oichlim, since it's metame tumes oichlim, ain't a metzelis. The lav baluahu, it's not balua, that means it's not called stat balua, na baal chai. Be Yisroel betoiro, loimi boilo, the vadi ain't a metzelis. A Yisroel shechta da toire, hoyo vaaf bachilo muteres, it's muta to eat. So memele, if it's muta to eat, it's not alive anymore. So a tiche won be mat. Boy vet kechom bet mei epshit alon de matel. Hoyo ve ein bo tu mishal klum. And they vet kechom bet mei. Al machai, this is a lie. This is a lie. Om alei metame tumas oichlim. Alma meisahi. So Rashi says, well, how was he poshit? It's metame tumas oichlim. Al kochach it's dead. Because if it would be alive, Adam V'chai is not mekabel tume. So it's a ray, it's dead. So if it's dead, there's no heter of belua. Umatzeles, bitmiya. How can it be matzel? So al kocho, V'chai is. But if a person will be goyveya amefarcheses, he's chai. So here, Abaye is dancing on two chasanas. Abaye says it is not metayer because it's metame tumis oichlam. So you see, it's not a chaya. Not a chaya. So that's it's not metayer tumis tumablua. The metame tumis oichlam. And then he says, v'aloi v'chaya, da'ina metame tumis nevela. So it's alive. So, Rebbe is Chayiv. So, Abaye, we have to understand. Omar Abaye, Eino Matzelas, Lechumre, Chayiv Mise Bemezit Vechatos Beshoikik. Now, Rashi said, Eino Matzelas Lechumre. Now, there's two ways how to learn Pshat and Rashi. There's one way in Simus Teisvis learned this Pshat and Rashi. Abaye didn't know. We called a Merdik Asafik. We don't know. Is it a Chaya? Is it not a Chaya? We didn't know Klo what it is. One man Yoma says if it's not Matama Tumas Nevelis, it's a Chaya, it's alive. The other man Yoma said that if it's Matama Tumas Oichlam, it's a Chaya, it's dead. There's epis conflicting Hoichoches if it's alive or dead. So others learn pshat and Rashi, and that's how Tesis learn pshat. Abayit kizot l'chumre. He didn't know. So memele, maybe it's alive, maybe it's dead. So when it comes to be matzel on atuma blue, it's not matzel, chumre. When it comes to be reveya, so he's chayu misa bemezit bechatos b'shoik. But in this we have a tremendous problem. If Abayit didn't know, he's mesupik, so he can't kill somebody. That's the big problem in Rashi. That if Abaye is Mesupik, so he's not Chayiv Misen Chatos. That's a problem. Now, the Yavetz wants to say Pshat in Rashi. Between you and me, I think the Tosfos HaRosh also means this. It means as follows. Be'emesen Rashi holds that it's a chai. That's what Abaye holds. Abaye holds it's a chai. And if it's a chai, so that's why haroiva is chai. You're being reveya, a live animal. So mamela, so that's why you chai misa, machatos peshoigig. That's what Rashi says, it is not matzel boil ameis, lechumre, that means it's a chumre the rabbonon. The rabbonon, well, machmer, since we see it's metame tumas oichlam, so you see that epis, it's, so a person might think that it's a meso, so these, well, machmer should, but meikera din it's a chaya, that's a lechumra midarabon. Now let us see Taisvis. Abaye omar eina metzelis. So now, the Taisvis is very difficult. The Yavetz asks on Taisvis, but let's just say the words of Taisvis. There are three halachas, and Taisvis conveniently explains two of the three. There are three halachas. There's one halacha, Hareva Chayiv. Is another halacha that it's metame tumas oichlam, and there's a third halacha ein matzelas. Now, if we'll look Elach and Taisus, we'll see the reason for Eina Matzela is Taisus does not discuss. We'll see. Now, let's learn the Taisus. Abaya Omar Eina Matzela. V'tayma mishum dechi chayehi l'chol dvorel. Since it's a chaya, ulekach roivo chaya. Therefore, roivo is chaya, because it's a chaya. Now, Taisus has a problem, so if it's a chai, why is it metametumis oichlam? In mikomok in metametumis oichlam, even the basachilei. So the stipler brings a raya from this Taisus, this is enough in the Taisus, in the Chakira, which we cleared before. We cleared, why can't a dover chai be mekabel tumet? Is the problem because Adov Achai can't be Mekabel Tumor, or Adov Achai doesn't have a Shem Eichel? That was the Chakira. So here Tosfos spells it out black and white. That HaRoiv HaChayev, why is HaRoiv HaChayev? The Chi Chayev Yilachol, because it's alive. HaRoiv is Chayev because it's alive. Zog Tosfos, Umikomoki Metame Tumis Eichelim, so now, if it's alive, so why is it metame tumas oichlam? Given the bas hachili. So Taisu says, that what a dover chai can't be mekabel tume is not because a dover chai can't be mekabel tume. Because a dover chai is not an oichl. This is a bas hachili. You shifted it, so it became an oichl. So Taisu says, klar, we said, there's enough in the Taisu, in this chakire, that the whole reason why a dover chai is not mekabel tume is because it's not an oichl. In Mamela, this is an oich, finished. Why isn't it matzel? Taisus doesn't talk about this. Why isn't it matzel? Taisus ignores the problem. Now Taisus chapitzach mitrash. Ubekunt respeirish mishum de lechumre. Rashi said lechumre, why it's not matzel. So Taisus understood Lechumre that Abaye did not know is it a chaya, is it a mesa. So Memele Legabi Matzel, he was Machman, he said it's not Matzel. And Legabi Reiv, he said chaya, because maybe it is a chaya. V'teime, Yisveiki Amai Reiv v'chaya. But it's a sovik, so how can Abaye say that Reiv is chaya? This is the Taisus. But now we have to understand Taisus. I mean, Taisus ignored Asugya. Taisus ignored Asugya. I mean, Asugya says it's not Matzel, Boil Ameis, and Taisus ignores the whole issue. Taisus takes care of everything. It's a Chayel Lechol Dvarel, and that's why Aroiv Achayev, and the reason why it's Mekabel Tomeh is because it's an Eichel. So it's an Eichel. But it's a chai, so why isn't there a din of tuma balua? And so why isn't there a heter of balua? So the Maram Dachsachme says Amor de Kipshat. The Maram says, since it's mekabel tume, that's why it's not matzah. There's a klal, the klal is by something else, but I think it's the same aloch over here. Kol dovo hamekabel tume einei choytzeitz bifnei atum. That means a tumah belua works with a cheshbon. It's a belua in a chai. So memela, so even though it's an oil amaze, but it is protected from the oil amaze because it's a belua in a chai. But if this chai can be mekabel tumas oichlin, so then it can't be chaitzit. So that's what the Maram says. That's pshat according to Taisus. Taisus Chayim explained the two Iker Alochis. It's a chai and it's mekabel tumah because it's an oichel. But the minute it's mekabel tumah, so it can't be a taira of tumah belua because that's the din called dover. A mekabel tumah ain't a chaitzitz bifnei atum.